Standing in a packed hall, President Clinton joked that he had second thoughts about speaking in a hostile political territory. He said today's battles are not new.
The vast majority of people that I knew in all my long years in public life, in both parties, who dedicated themselves to this, were honest, smart, worked hard, did what they thought was right, and when they argued, it was because their disagreements were honest. And the image of people in public life and politics, I realize, is quite different. And is very often colored by the odd thing you read, which seems totally wacky. But I'm just telling you, most of us who do this, even people who say things about their colleagues they got no business saying, are pretty good folks. They're just a reflection of America. And we have serious challenges today, and we cannot afford the indulgence of demonizing our public officials, whatever side they're on.
Clinton then moved to the core philosophy that motivates him and warned about the dangers of news dependence.
It's like the political equivalent of chaos theory in physics, if you look at the news. So whatever your politics, you need a way of looking at the world. And I'm going to tell you how I look at it and how I wound up doing what I was doing. I think the most important thing to remember about the modern world is it is the age of greatest interdependence in human history. We were just as trade dependent, ironically, as a percentage of our income in Europe's before World War I. So in World War I, we should have learned that interdependence does not guarantee peace and harmony and everything like that.
President Clinton continued to encourage civil action, saying that cynicism is a cop-out and a lousy excuse for doing nothing.
If somebody asks me anywhere in the world, what is your position on issue X? Whether it's peace in the Middle East, the Iranian nuclear program, how did you feel bringing the young women home from North Korea, anything. My mind has this little thing that triggers, and I ask myself, will this build up the positive and reduce the negative forces of interdependence? If it will, I'm for it. If it builds the negative forces and reduces the positive forces of interdependence, I'm against it.
For WMNF, this is Virginia Hoffman reporting from Sarasota.